WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. We start with the first song I ever played on October 5th, 2001, on web radio WCWP, now known as The Wave. The song that kicked off my career was Mountain Dance by Dave Grusin. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Lee Ritenour with one of the few instrumental tracks on his 1982 album, Rit 2, the sequel to another mostly vocal album, Rit. The song on Rit 2 was Meep Meep Roadrunner, and it featured Lee on guitars, Greg Fillinganes on keyboards, additional keyboard work from Michael Boddicker, no relation to the pitcher, Jerry Hay on flugelhorn in the horn section, Abe Laboriel on bass, especially at the beginning, Harvey Mason on drums, and Paulinho da Costa with percussion. Before that, Lee's good friend Dave Grusin with Mountain Dance from Mountain Dance in 1979. Jeff Mironoff played guitar on that song, along with Harvey Mason again on drums, percussion by Rubens Bassini, Marcus Miller on bass, Ed Walsh on the Oberheim polyphonic synthesizer, Ian Underwood on the OBX and Prophet synths, and Dave Grusin on acoustic piano. Dave is the subject of a wonderful new documentary called Dave Grusin, Not Enough Time. Herb Alpert is the subject of his own equally wonderful new documentary, Herb Alpert Is. And he is joined by the Tijuana Brass on this song, heard in the doc's first minute, just as Mountain Dance is heard early in Not Enough Time. Memories of Madrid. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Spyro Gyro with Catching the Sun, the title track to the first of two 1980 albums for them, the other being Carnival. Band leader Jay Bekenstein played alto sax with solos by Chet Catallo on guitar, Randy Brecker on trumpet, and Tom Schumann on Rhodes piano. Dave Samuels played marimba and steel pans with percussion by Gerardo Velez and, back again, Rubens Bassini. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Memories of Madrid from What Now, My Love, the first of two brass albums in 1966, followed by SRO. Joe Sample was born to be bad. Or at least that's the song you'll hear next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is your home for great music and great conversation.
And streaming worldwide on WCWP.org and the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
From his Ashes to Ashes album, released 30 years ago in 1990, it's Joe Sample with Born to Be Bad. Yes, this song is evil. Disclaimer, not evil. Just wanted to let that echo sink in. Nelson Rangel with Never Forgotten on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Something I can't forget to tell you. From Yes, Then Yes in 1994. Nelson played alto sax on that song, which he wrote with Mark Portman, responsible for keyboards, programming, and parallel universe bass, which I heard in this universe. Paul Jackson Jr. was on guitar, Tony Morales on drums, with percussion by Rafael Padilla. Nelson, Tony, and Mark are all alumni of Russ Freeman's band, The Rippingtons. Before that, Joe Sample with Born to Be Bad from Ashes to Ashes in 1990. Returning from earlier in the show were Marcus Miller on bass and Jerry Hay on flugelhorn. There was also Larry Williams on flute, Omar Hakim on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, Michael Landau on guitar, Ricky Peterson and Jason Miles on synthesizers, and Joe Sample on acoustic piano. Same setup as Mountain Dance by Dave Grusin. Leader on piano, two guys on synths. Andy Norell plays piano and synths, but especially steel drums on this song from his 1989 album, Little Secrets. Heads or Tails? whatever it is, defer to the second half. A percussion clinic on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Andy Norell with Heads or Tails from Little Secrets in 1989. Andy's primary instrument was steel drums with piano secondary and keyboards tertiary. And this was another song with two guys on percussion. In this case, Luis Conte and Carl Perazzo. Joyce Cooling, another San Francisco-based musician, leads off segment three of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Keeping it in the Bay Area, we have Joyce Cooling with the first of two songs from 1999. Off her Keeping Cool album, it's Before Dawn. It's before midnight, too. FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with Rejoice. Joyce again from Professional Dreamer in 1999. And if professional dreamers routinely remember their dreams, then I qualify. I still remember walking along rope bridges in a 1999 dream before I started my freshman year here at LIU Post, CW Post then. As for Rejoice, David Benoit played piano and wrote the song with Rick Braun, who handled the programming. He'll handle horns next hour. Pat Kelly played lead guitar with Tony Maiden on rhythm guitar. Cliff Hugo played bass, and David Palmer was on drums. Before that, also in 1999, Joyce Cooling with Before Dawn from Keeping Cool. Joyce played guitars and sang vocals along with her partner Jay Wagner, who played keyboards and programming. Peter Michael Escovedo III provided percussion. We'll wrap up this first hour with another guitarist without vocals, Ken Navarro. But first, Marion Meadows on various saxophones. This song has an eager title, Show Me, Show Me. But since it's radio, we'll just present to you.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes, Long Island Chamber Maps, and the MapTunes Shopper Discount app.
Visit WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Love Colored Soul by Ken Navarro from his album of the same name in 2005. Ken played guitars, additional keyboards, and programming. J. Rowe played most of the keyboards. Gary Granger was on bass, Blues Webb on drums, and Kevin Prince with percussion. Before that, Marion Meadows, who played tenor, alto, and soprano sax, with Show Me, Show Me from In Deep in 2002. Mike Broning handled keyboards and programming with Ray Obiedo, yet another San Francisco musician, on guitar. Hour two begins with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, spelled P-H-A-T, and a song from their 2019 album, The Gordian Knot. Don't blink. That's the title. FM and WCWP.org. Keith Andrew with It's a Party from Soul Expedition in 2020. Keith played guitar, Niels wrote the song and played additional guitar. Also featured was Oliver C. Brown on percussion. Before that, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with Don't Blink from The Gordian Knot in 2019. Don't Blink had solos by Eric Marienthal on soprano sax and Andrew Sinewick on guitar. Well, with meteorological winter upon us, why not play a version of Let It Snow? This one is by violinist Lindsey Stirling.
Let it snow.
Just letting that echo sink in again on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Will Donato with The High Road from Elevate in 2020. Will wrote The High Road and played tenor sax and alto flute. Greg Manning produced and mixed the song and played keyboards. Daryl Crooks played guitar, Alex Al was on bass, Eric Valentine on drums, and Curtis McCain took care of percussion. Before that, a seasonal song, Let It Snow, performed by violinist Lindsey Stirling from Warmer in the Winter in 2017. Lindsey Stirling finished second in season 25 of Dancing with the Stars, which coincided with Warmer in the Winter's release. Jesse J., a member of the show's house band, Ray Chu Live, leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
"What's a podcast, and how much does it cost?"
The WCWP app, available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's saxophonista Jesse J covering Shuggie Otis, who was covered by the Brothers Johnson. And playing the role of Louis Johnson on bass is Alex Al, who you heard last segment with another saxophonist, Will Donato. Jesse's playing Strawberry Letter 23, which reads like this. .1 FM and WCWP.org. That was another Rippington's alumnus, Rico Belled, on bass and Rhodes piano with Major Minor Sir from The Pursuit of Comfort in 2010. Jonathan Dressel was on drums, and for the third time in the show, two guys handled percussion, this time Ronnie Gutierrez and Mike Faw. Before Rico, we heard Jessie J and her cover of Strawberry Letter 23 from My One and Only One in 2015. That featured Alex Al again on bass and Jesse on tenor sax, alto sax, and flute. On to another tenor sax-led song by Schiltz, whose real name is Paul Weimar. From Jigsaw Life in 2008, it's Back on the Hudson. South Shore native Al DeGregoris with South Shore here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, which is on the North Shore. South Shore is on Al's 2016 album Time and a Half, and he wrote it with guitarist Niels, who we heard earlier this hour with another guitarist, Keith Andrew. Niels played guitar by himself on this one with Al DeGregoris on piano and keyboards, Alex Al a third time in this show on bass, Gordon Campbell on drums, and Oliver C. Brown a second time on percussion. He was also on Keith Andrew's song It's a Party. Before that, Schiltz on tenor sax with Back on the Hudson from Jigsaw Life in 2008. That featured Bill Steinway, fittingly, on piano, Nate Phillips on bass, and Randy Jacobs on guitar. More recurring musicians await in the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
I can't take it anymore.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This last segment of the show begins with a pair of love songs, in the sense that love is in the title. First, Anders Enger Jensen with Portal Love. Echo, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Najee on, what else, tenor sax, with Speak Love from Center of the Heart in 2019. Greg Manning was even more involved in Speak Love than he was on Will Donato's The High Road. He wrote it, arranged it, produced it, and mixed it. And on top of that, he was on keyboards, drum programming, synth bass, and vocals. And despite the synth bass, Alex Al showed up again on real bass, Daryl Crooks returned on guitar, and Eric Valentine recurred on drums. Before that, one guy played everything. Anders Enger Jensen with Portal Love from Retro Grooves Volume 2 in 2018. Let's go back to 2019 for Rick Braun, who programmed David Benoit's Rejoice last hour. This time he's on trumpet, flugelhorn, and trombone for a cover of the Bruno Mars hit Versace on the Floor. Rick Braun with Versace on the Floor and No Way to Clean It Up on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's a cover of Bruno Mars on Rick's Crossroads album in 2019. His son Kyle had the electric piano intro that played under my talk-up. Richard Elliott was on the MVP of this show, tenor sax. Nate Phillips returned on bass, Greg Bissonette on drums, and the arrangement and keyboards were courtesy of Chris Big Dog Davis. Taking us out tonight is Alexander Zonchik on flute with another cover, Bob James in this case, and his song Nightcrawler. And Alexander's cover is on Playing It Forward in 2020. Jeff Lorber plays keyboards, synth bass, and guitar. Paul Jackson Jr. also plays guitar, as he did with Nelson Rangel last hour. Gary Novak's on drums, and David Mann on horns. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Let's crawl into the night with Nightcrawler, covered by Alexander Zonchik. So long.